Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina, and I'm here with my very spicy co-host, Diana Dahlgren.
I'm the spiciest blonde girl you know.
You are the spiciest blonde girl I know. What's up, girl? What's going on?
Girlfriend, I am just hanging out. Just got back from Las Vegas. I had to work all weekend. And so now I'm just chilling. And I head off to Reno in the morning. I'm busy, busy. That's for sure.
So when you're working in Vegas, we've talked about your trips to, you know, the trips you've done for Supercross before, but so you worked in Vegas this weekend, and anyone who ever goes to Vegas, I don't know how much work you actually get done. So did you actually work, or was it more partying than it was work?
Well, the first few days was work, and then like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's just been partying and resting.
Nice.
Or I should say Saturday, Sunday, party, Monday, rest. And now I'm like, yesterday I was completely grogged out. I'm like trying to get back on a schedule for the few days I have before I leave to Reno tomorrow. And I'm just like, I just can't get it together.
No. What do you eat when you're in Vegas? Cause I know there's so many like good restaurants. It's hard to sometimes be completely clean cause you want to have fun. So what do you eat when you're there?
Well, my thing is I don't even like, I don't crave burgers or pasta. Like a lot of people turn to pasta or like, I just like a big Cobb salad. That's like my thing.
Okay.
A Cobb salad. That's what I ate most of the time was like a salad. And then since I was running around working most of the time, like I had to go out to a stadium and then I had to go film some stuff over here and I had to go over to the Mandalay Bay and I was staying at the Aria. Like I was driving all over the place. Thank God along the route, I found a Fresh and Easy and Fresh and Easy Markets. They have like those pre-packed grilled chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all sliced and diced, like a pound of grilled chicken breast, all sliced and diced. And then they have like salads to go and stuff like that, like pre-packed. So I like stopped and went there. And then I, of course, went to the famous Whole Foods. You know, I love the whole paycheck. They just like to rob my wallet.
It's bad because as much as you want to eat healthy, as everybody listening knows, sometimes eating healthy tends to be a little bit more expensive because you want to get the fresh foods. And I feel like nowadays I'm going to the grocery store like every 3 days, every 4 days because I want the fresh food. I don't like cooking my food. I used to do this, right? I used to cook essentially like all my meals on Sunday night. And it really only last until like Wednesday because by Thursday I was like, this is disgusting. I'm eating food I made on Sunday. I know it was frozen and I thawed it out, but just the thought of eating that just kind of grossed me out. So when I started just cooking all my food fresh, I'm like, damn, I'm going to the grocery store like every 3 days to get more chicken or more beef or more salad or something. So yeah, especially with Whole Foods, that crap will definitely rob your wallet. It's like your whole paycheck goes to that for sure.
You're totally right. And then some Whole Foods, like when I lived in LA, I was used to having the big Venice Whole Foods and I would love going there after I got done training. Gold's Gym is like right around the corner. And, but since it was such a big market, they were able to carry a lot of varieties of like what they have as a store. And so they would always have like the family pack of like the chicken breast, not the cooked chicken breast, but it was just like trimmed and ready to be cooked. And they would carry a big family pack, like a 2 pounds of it, like how Costco does. Of course it was probably double the price, but like that's a way that I save grocery trips. So, you know, is go to Costco and like stock up on your meats and just throw them in the freezer and then thaw them out and cook them as you go along. Cause I only go to Costco like once every week or since now that I've been gone traveling a lot more, like the past month, I've only gone to Costco like once every 2 weeks to get like my chicken and my tilapia. And like, if I get steak, I don't eat a whole lot of steak, but I'll just go get that at the, like when I go pick up my veggies up at the market right up the street.
That's not a bad idea at all, going to Costco. I used to do that, and I don't think I don't think where I've recently moved that there's a Costco nearby, but I need to check it out. But I know you and I wanted to talk a little bit about dieting and everything, because you and I, it's funny, are both on the extremes on each end of the dieting spectrum. And I think people can relate sometimes more to you, or some people can relate more to me. But as everyone, if you didn't listen to the interview last week, or for everybody listening, last week we had Gail Auerbach on, the editor-in-chief of RX Girl. She's a national-level female bodybuilder. She took first-place middleweight at the USA's this year. And she was talking about her diet, because she has a very difficult time dieting. Diana, I think you've expressed the difficulties that you have dieting. I think Gail's is even worse than that. Like, she is... it's really tough for her. Well, if anyone listened to the interview, go back and listen to it again, because she talks about she would mix Pam cooking spray, mustard, Splenda, a little bit of cinnamon, and maybe some Mrs. Dash, all in like a bowl, and she would just eat it straight. Well, when she finally confessed this to Palumbo, because of course, in her mind, all of this has zero calories and zero carbs and zero sugar in the serving amount allotted, you know. When she finally confessed that she was doing this, Dave was like, all right, well, just quit doing that. Let's see what happens. And she dropped 3 pounds the next day. So it's funny how little things that you may not, or maybe you've convinced yourself, oh, it's not that big of a deal, they, like, really screw up your diet. And I found the same thing goes for me, too. And I know, Diana, before we started the show, it was, like, anger central for Diana. Diana, you're pissed about your diet. So what's going on now that it's just, like, kind of sort of off-season? So what's going on in your world? And then I can talk about what's going on in my world, too. People can relate to both.
Totally. Well, I'm not really pissed about my dieting right now, because I like eating healthy. Like, and right now I'm eating fats at every meal, and I'm eating a good amount of fat. So it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I have to eat 5 almonds with my protein shaker now. It's like I get like a big handful of nuts. I get like to eat an avocado at one meal. I get to eat a lot of fats at every meal. So I'm not like deprived by any means, but I've been kind of like paying attention. Like, some days I'll weigh myself and I'll watch my weight for over a period of a few days, and I'll pay attention to what I eat. And say if I eat, like, it's not like competition, whereas my metabolism going and my cheat meal once a week, like the next day I'd wake up and I was either the same weight or I was down in weight. But now, like, I had, for instance, last week, I remember weighing myself, and that night I had like my usual cheats, like I had a candy bar and I had bread with dinner, something like that. I had bread. The next day I woke up, and I don't know if it was because of the salt or what it was from, but my body was 3 pounds heavier and I was puffy. Like, I felt puffy. I could feel it in my knees. I usually feel it in my knees. And it's just like, that is the kind of things that develops when, and I've seen this with a lot of other girls, and my best friend especially. She's an amateur competitor, but she has always been a very tiny girl before she started competing. Well, she started just eating healthy and clean for the competition, and pretty much stayed the same weight, just changed the way she ate. And afterwards, she went back to eating the same way she ate before she did the prep. And she gained way more weight than what she was initially, just with the fact that her body's not used to these foods anymore. And they took out all the salt, and she, you know, she took out all of her sugar, and she took out all of her flours and her grains and, you know, all the refined things. So I think that's just what my body is doing. It's telling me that I can't, I mean, unless I want to like feel like shit or look like shit, like I'm used to looking at myself now and like seeing myself fit. And it's like, I wake up the next morning and I'm like 3 pounds heavier. That already screws with my mind. And then it's like, if I don't stay on a consistent diet and like get my workouts in every day, it's like, this is really a lifestyle and it's really a big learning lesson. And it's very hard, because when you compete, you have a date, a set date. Like, that's your goal. You're going to stay on your diet because that's your date that you have to diet up until. And then whatever happens afterwards, like, that's whatever you choose to do. But it's like, I don't like looking at myself, or I don't like feeling, you know, heavier. And I like being at a healthy, like low body weight. Not, I mean, obviously not as ripped for contests, or, you know, not as low for contests, but mm-hmm. near there. Like, you maintain a good 5 pounds, but I know that your metabolism is freakishly amazing. Just like, you and your boyfriend are just like amazingly blessed by the Lord, baby Jesus. But unfortunately, I'm not. I mean, now, I am blessed in a lot of ways, but not in the food way.
Now, do you weigh yourself every single day? Because I don't, and the clients that I work with for like contest prep, and same thing with Michael, we usually don't have them weigh themselves every day. Usually I have all my people, you know, they send me a text message very first thing Sunday morning as soon as they wake up, before they eat anything, to give me their weight, because little things can fluctuate throughout the week. Whether, you know, if you're not sleeping enough, you're not going to lose weight. If you're sleeping more, you are going to lose a little more weight. So for us, we usually only weigh ourselves maybe one time a week. So do you do that, or do you weigh yourself a couple of times throughout the week?
No, usually I only, usually I don't even weigh myself, to be honest with you. Like, but this time I'm kind of like, now that I'm like, I'm just going to screw around with the scale to see how it is. I'm going to screw around with different foods and stuff. And that's when I kind of just started realizing, like, I always knew that since I took out bread for good and everything, like, it was basically going to be a treat, as well as sugar is always going to be like a rare treat that you have, because even on a rare occasion, like the next day I'll wake up and I'll be a few pounds heavier, or I'll feel like shit. And it's just like, my body's just, I mean, I don't know if it's allergic to it, or I just don't know. So I don't even mess with this. I don't know.
It could be gluten. I know you and I talked about that before, and this is something that even, you know, speaking of Gail Auerbach, Gail had even said that she had, once she cut gluten out of her diet, and this is for anyone who you're noticing, you know, when you eat bread or when you eat any foods that have a lot of gluten in it, sometimes when you wake up the next day, you're like 10 times more bloated. And it's like, well, what the hell did I eat? Be bloated. All I had was like a little bit of bread. I had a little bit of this, and it's not like you're eating or you're gorging on cookies and candy bars and all of this. It's a little bit of gluten can go a long way. So for everyone listening, you know, if you have that type of problem where you may not be losing weight, I don't know. I know people who then cut gluten out, and all of a sudden they feel better. They feel like they look better. They don't feel as bloated. So it could be even like an allergy or something, you know.
I know, and I definitely think that maybe allergies have developed from taking out those foods for such a long amount of time, and just my body's used to operating optimally without them. So it's like you're trying to stick them back in and still operate optimally. It's not going to, I mean, it's just not, they don't work.
Right. Well, the issue that I've been having is, you know, like I've told everyone before, we recently moved, and I'm just working on so many projects now, and we've got the dogs, and it's, you know, I've got clients that are getting ready for competitions, and I've got girls that are doing an incredible job. I have one gal that started at, like, I think 136 pounds, and now she's down to, like, 116. She looks absolutely amazing. Her posing is perfect. I am, like a proud little mama, you know, sometimes when I work with her, because she's done such a great job. But for me, the hardest thing lately has just been not eating enough. You know, I'm supposed to start my diet this week, and we've just been so busy and this and that I'm just like, oh, my God, I just need to really bog down and make sure I start eating enough, because if I don't, then, you know, like I've discussed on the show before, I just look like a really skinny little girl. I don't necessarily look full and, you know, curvy like sometimes they want the bikini girls to be. So for me, it's kind of been the opposite. Like, if I maybe eat 3 meals a day, for me, that's just not enough, because I'm barely maintaining where I need to be. So for me, I need to eat more food and then add some cardio. So I've decided that today I need to quit making excuses. I think everybody's capable of it. I quit making excuses and just cook all my damn food and get it all ready to go and take it with me. If we're going to be gone for 3 hours, I need to take my food with me. I think I've gotten away with so much in the past that I need to not try to get away with that so much anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling pretty good. But for me, I'm starting to, I don't really necessarily will diet, but it's cleaning up all my food. And I'm not going to have the cheat meals anymore, really. I just need to be on a more consistent diet. So if you're having a hard time, if you're on my end of things and you're listening and you kind of have a hard time putting on muscle or you have a hard time staying full and staying curvy, you know, the key is making sure you're eating throughout the day, because if not, you know, you run the risk of burning off the little bit of calories you're putting in, and your physique's not going to change at all. You kind of just look like a skinny fat girl. So there you go. There's the philosophy for the DD type of body and the CV type of body. So if you can fit either one of those,
just to spice this whole conversation up, as you can tell, I'm not my usual self. I'm pretty pissed that my body has chosen this route. I would love to be in your shoes, Christina. I don't work out and I don't eat enough and I just lose weight.
I do work out though, because the problem is if I don't work out, especially because we've been traveling a lot lately and I haven't been working out enough, then I look in the mirror and I think I look awful. I don't have any shoulders. I don't have any arms. I just look like this little bitty thing. I have to make sure I get in it. If I don't get in the gym, like, I start to not look like I even work out at all.
Yeah,
so that's
totally
my thing. Like, yeah, like, if I don't train my ass off in the gym, I just look like a little bitty girl. And you put me in normal clothes and you put me in, like, a long-sleeve t-shirt and a pair of jeans, it's like, okay, well, she has a little bit of an ass on her and maybe some fake boobs and that's it. I don't like that feeling. I like people to see me and think, oh, wow, she actually works out. Not, well, she's got a boob job and she got a little bit of a butt. Good job. You know what I mean? I want to be known for having like an athletic body. So
Totally. I love going to the gym and like being like having people look at me and be like, damn girl, like you work out. Not only like do you just come to the gym and do like a little 20-minute cardio session. No, like you get your ass on that treadmill. You do HIIT cardio and you lift weights before you do HIIT cardio. It's like dual training sessions. Which that's because a HIIT cardio session for most people is just like their daily workout, like a workout they do twice a week or three times a week, and like that's it. Or they alternate it with, you know, weights and stuff. Like that's how it is for a normal person. It's kind of crazy when you take, like for me and you, we take your mind out of your body and like look at what you're doing, your actions from outside the picture, and it's like, wow, we are beasts. We handle shit.
Absolutely. I like this show today, Diana. We're a little more philosophical, a little more deep and, you know, concerned about ourselves and others, a little more talking about.
Well, I mean, come on now. Think about it. Like, I'm freaking traveling around the world and my job is to have a pretty face and to, like, look good. And in some cases, I have to speak and I have to be a spokesmodel. It's like, honest to God, I don't want to speak and, like, feel like a piece of shit.
Right. Well, you are so good about yourself when you're talking to people and when you're like told you have to do a photo shoot or when you're told, you know, you have to go and walk around a sports bar. Even when you go to the gym for, you know, people who don't even compete, when they go to the gym, they want to feel good and feel proud of themselves. So hopefully we helped out a couple girls with these
intimate moments. I want to say one more thing before we start wrapping up for Houston, the Houston Pro this past weekend. I get tons of emails, and I know you do too, about how you are their inspiration. Like, oh, I see you here. I see you at the Olympia. I see you wherever. And you're such an inspiration to me. And I have a few friends here at home that I do cardio with, and they do cut diets and phase diets and bulking diets and leaning out diets and all this and all the cardio, everything that I'm doing, they are doing. And if not more anal about what they're eating, and they don't even compete. They do it for fun. They do it because they enjoy it. And it's like that to me, that inspires me. So like when people write me and they tell me, oh, you know, I haven't done a competition, but I do eat the clean lifestyle, but I'm thinking about competing and that's why I wanted to email you. It's like, wow, you've already taken the initiative to eat clean and diet and lose weight. And now you want to refine and build your physique. And it's like, you're doing it just because you want to do it for the sheer enjoyment and pleasure that it gives you. That's amazing. I haven't been at that spot in years. Like ever since I started competing, I've always gone from one competition to another, like with one goal in mind. It's never been like, okay, I'm not competing anymore and this is my life now.
I absolutely agree, because I, like you said, I get the exact same thing with emails and messages on Facebook and even some messages on Twitter. And I think sometimes at this point we forget that it's not just a job, because, you know, now this is our job, and anyone else, you know, who competes nationally, who's a professional, this quickly becomes your job. It's what you do for a living. It's what people expect out of you. So it's always good sometimes to, you know, talk to those people who are really just doing it because it's a passion, because they enjoy working out, they enjoy dieting, they enjoy seeing their body change, and we forget to step back and really savor those moments of, wow, look at how far I've come, look at this diet that I've been on, I look 10 times better than when I started this diet 12 weeks ago. But we forget that. We still critique ourselves, and so many people do this. Many people still critique themselves, oh, I still wasn't good enough, not, I wasn't tight enough that day on stage, I still wasn't this, and oh, I could have done better, my posing could have done this, my hair could have been better. And you forget to enjoy the whole process and enjoy the final product. So I definitely agree with you that a lot of times for anyone who's competing and anyone who has that like final date, that goal date, that to really like step back and remind yourself why you're doing it, because you love it, not just because this is now what's expected of you or because this is now your job. So very well put, Diana.
Exactly. I'm glad that I remembered that before we finished our little rant and rave, and now we're gonna.
Now we'll get into the real show.
Now we'll get into Houston. Usually we recap and then we talk about our issues. Now we're talking about our issues and now we're recapping. So
because
here we
big
go.
Issues, as the issues get bigger, they become more and more towards the front end of the show. So now we'll recap the Houston Pro. Diana, you got it in front of you. So let's move on to the Houston Pro.
Yes, Lee Thompson, one of our IFBB judges, also the promoter of Texas, put on a great show at Houston this past weekend. I heard it was an amazing show, and they had a ton of figure girls. They had 24 girls compete in the figure division. The top three rounded out Teresa Anthony in first place. She placed fourth at the Olympia, so she got her pro in here. Another girl springing it back and stepping it up. She's one of my favorites, honestly. Yelena Abu. I think that's how you say her last name, but Yelena Abu, really beautiful, beautiful brunette girl from Serbia. And then third place is Jamie Day Bernard, and she's been kicking ass this year, for real.
I know. When we were talking about the top girls this last time, I was like, I have a feeling she's going to be up there. I mean, she has a very pretty look, very simple look. She kind of has a different look than a lot of the other girls. She doesn't need to be all done up to look, you know, like absolutely beautiful. So I big congrats, because those three gals still got their qualification, because the new qualification rules don't go into place until next year, until essentially January 1st, I think. So those three women still qualified for the Figure Olympia. So very, very exciting for all three of them to be that to get that qualification right now while they can.
Yeah, there was some definitely well-known names in this division. I'm just going to give you fourth, fifth, and sixth, too, because we do know those names. Chrissy Chin got fourth place. Allison Fron got fifth place. And Aaliyah Suarez got sixth place. Aaliyah and both Chrissy Chin were in this past year's Olympia, so hopefully they can get a Olympia qualification pretty soon here, since they are in shape. Hopefully they'll do maybe border states or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Best to them.
Yes, good luck to them. And then we have the bikini. There was only 9 girls in it. And unfortunately, last year, I think there was around the same amount of girls. I think there was maybe even 7 last year. But this was definitely a good show for anyone who like maybe had like a well-known name or a bigger name in the industry who could definitely like pick up a qualification here. Props to the girls who got them. And there are even some girls in the top that I don't even really know who they are. I'm going to have to Google them now and find out who they are. Christina Vargas, she picked up her first pro win here. And according to Mr. Isaac Hines at Hardbody, she went out to eat afterwards and ordered half the menu.
Good for her. I am very excited for Christina Vargas. We're hoping to have her at the second half of our show today, because she used to be a figure girl. She switched to bikini. She qualified with me. She took, you know, you won Phoenix. I got second. She got third. And then, you know, she did top 15 at the Olympia. So big congrats to her. That's huge. You know, all of a sudden, since she qualified, she about cried on stage, I think, when they called her name that she got third place. It's been huge for her since Phoenix. So this is a very, very exciting one for her, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And another thing, too, is she's amazing. Why she, I think, she inspires me, is she has a heart condition. And right. She completely competes and goes balls out and trains her ass off. I've seen her on the Stairmaster in L.A. at the gym. She used to train at the same gym as me. The girl gets down on the Stairmaster. I do, like, low impact, like, barely moving.
This really girl is like, she's moving.
Oh, she's sprinting up the freaking Stairmaster to the side and back. I mean, every single way you can work on the Stairmaster, she's doing it. So good job for Christina Vargas, and I'm very proud of her. Girl who got second is Sky Taylor. Like I said, I mean, do you know about
I think she turned pro this year at Team Universe, if I am not mistaken.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I apologize, everyone. Again, I am on my phone this time and not on our usual recording system. I don't have a computer up for me to look at all this, but I'm 99% sure. I know she just turned pro this year, and I want to say it was probably at Team U. So very exciting for her. She did Fort Lauderdale, I believe, and placed out of the top five. I think she might have taken seventh round there-ish. So pretty exciting for her to get a qualification already this and after her pro debut.
Yeah, she's a very cute girl. She looks like she has a bubbly personality on stage, which probably,
yeah,
definitely bubbly personalities on stage always help out with the overall scoring, in my opinion, I think so.
Absolutely.
Good job for her. And then rounding out the top three, Nicole Coleman.
She's been competing quite a bit this year, and the judges seem to sometimes never really give her a chance. She's got a great body, and sometimes I think, I don't know what happens if they forget. She kind of gets lost in the mix, so I think this is huge for her, too, and a perfect show for someone like her to be in, because that way you're not in, just like with any of us almost, and someone like me, I don't want to be in a show with 30 girls, because sometimes you get lost in the mix. If you haven't already won a show and people don't really, your name doesn't really stand out, your face doesn't really stand out. So shows like this are great for people like that to do. You know, including myself, this would have been a great show to do because you get a little more stage time, you get a little more look because there's less people to look at on stage. You know, there's a million freaking bikini girls, and if you're one of 30 and they haven't seen you win a show before, sometimes it's kind of tough to wiggle your way into the limelight like that. So I'm pretty sure Nicole is, like, thrilled to get this qualification and to compete at the Olympia next year.
I know. I think she's definitely thrilled. You're right. She has been competing a lot. She used to powerlift.
Yeah?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
She says she's like you. She's a little tiny thing. She said that when she doesn't power lift, she loses muscle. So maybe she still lifts heavy now, but she used to be when she did figure before she started doing bikini, she power lifted.
I had no idea. I know she did figure. I didn't know she was a freaking power lifter. We gotta get her on the show then. We gotta talk to her. That's our next one.
Yeah, she said she used to power lift. I think it's there awesome because you look at her and she is the tiniest.
She's little.
Thing. Little. Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I wish I had her legs sometimes. I'm like, man, I need some little legs. I got the big old muscular legs. She has the little
legs. I like bigger muscular legs. I like that.
Christina, you can have some of my legs if you want.
There we go. That'll work.
Yeah, I got plenty of muscle to
give me some of your ass and then we can talk.
Yeah, I'll give you some of my ass while I'm at it too.
There we go. Now I know there's a show coming up this weekend. What show's coming up this weekend?
Yes, we have in LA, we have the another bikini pro show It is the Titans Grand Prix. John Lindsay's putting it on. And it's a good venue usually. Always John Lindsay always have great shows. But right here is the updated list, and there's already 17 girls in it. The biggest name I'd have to say on the list is going to be Amanda Latona.
And, I haven't seen her for a little bit.
Yeah, and we haven't seen her for a little bit. She chose to pass up the Olympia because bodybuilding.com and Weider Publications offered her to host the Olympia. And so she pulled out of the Olympia, and she ended up working it all instead. And so I know that she was really excited about that opportunity. But I know she definitely is excited to get back on stage. And sure. I wish her the best. I'm thinking her is in there. Abby Burrows is also registered. So I think okay. she'll be up there. And I don't know. I don't know if you
what
remember.
What other names are on the list?
I was just going to say, you remember Dallas Europa, Jessica Anderson? Really pretty. I think yep. she maybe took fifth. Did she take fifth or you took fifth?
She took fifth. She won overall at Nationals last 2009.
Yeah.
The first time they had Bikini Nationals, she won the overall. Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll be competing here, making her pro debut is Narman Azria. She's actually from here. Tiffany Boydston. She did the mm-hmm. Phoenix Pro with us.
Yep.
She is competing. Lee Brandt is competing here. Nicole Coleman will be competing here as well. Jennifer Dietrich, she competes a lot. She'll be here. Abby Duncan. I don't know who Abby Duncan is, but we'll see how she finishes up.
Is it Amanda Duncan?
No, Abby Duncan.
Abby Duncan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelly Gonzalez, she also did Phoenix Pro with us. Janet yep. Harding, Mandy Henderson, Amanda Latona, Christine.
Man, this is a big list.
Yeah, there's 17. So there's a few more on here. And then another girl from where I'm from is Casey Traylor. She's a Muscle Milk spokesmodel. So she'll be making her pro debut as well.
This will be a fun show to look at. I like to see Abby Burrows and Amanda Latona next to each other.
Oh, I totally think you're right about that one.
Yeah, I want to. It's funny because you know there's a lot of these girls who look great, and but it's always different when you have comparisons, you know, because just like with men bodybuilders, you know, everyone walks out on the stage for their 45 seconds. Everyone pretty much looks good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No, unless the guy is completely out of shape. But everyone, you're like, oh, yeah, he looks pretty good. He looks pretty big. He looks pretty conditioned. And then the second you put everyone up next there to each other, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that so-and-so looked better than the next person in all reality. So I always think the lineups are fun because you get different people standing next to each other that have never been compared to each other before. So I hope that all the girls really come in shape because this will be, you know, a good opportunity when the first and second are probably, I'll say, Abby and Amanda. And then, you know, that third place, you can still qualify. It's a good chance for someone to scoop in and still qualify for the Olympia. So it'll be interesting
I think
to see.
Jessica Anderson, if she, I think hopefully, she, you know, if she refined her physique a little bit more, I mean, I don't want to, like, start bringing out critiques because we all know what happens when Dee Dee starts critique and I get a few phone calls. My ass is in trouble. That's no good. But I think that Jessica Anderson, she's very beautiful, and her silhouette is very, her shape is very proportionate and good. I just think that maybe if she brought out the whole package in a little bit tighter, that she could have a fighting spot at a lot of top, you know, a top fighting spot at a lot of shows.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
So we'll see.
Are you going to be at the show or are you gone this weekend?
I'm going to go for pre-judging. So I'll be able to tell you how it goes at pre-judging. I don't know yet about nighttime. It's a long day.
Oh, gosh, I totally know. This weekend we don't have any shows in Illinois. In 2 weeks we've got a pretty big, 3 weeks, I'm sorry, we have a pretty big amateur show. So I'm like trying to gear up for that. But you keep me posted. Keep me updated via text, and then I'll let everyone know how the show's going.
Yeah, I totally will. No problem. So that wraps it up for the overview of the Titans Grand Prix this weekend in L.A., and we'll see how that one goes. We'll recap you next week. We have a few more pro shows left of the year, and I'm looking forward to the 2012 IFBB schedule being released pretty soon here.
I know, I'm waiting for it. As soon as it comes out, we'll be sure to let everyone know where to find it. You can go to ifbbpro.com and you'll be able to see all the shows. But yeah, the rest of the shows for 2011 are listed, but I'm ready for the 2012. So we'll see.
I know, I'm ready too. I'm ready for it. I got to plan out my year.
I got to say really quick, so you're going to the show this weekend. Are you doing anything else fun this weekend? Coming up?
Well, tomorrow I leave to Reno I'll be there till Thursday, and then Thursday I come home. Thursday night I'm going to drive up to LA. I'll be there Friday. I'm going to help some girls pose for the show, practice posing.
Nice.
And then Saturday I'm going to watch them at prejudging, and then probably going to come home, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my weekend. I'm going to go for a Harley ride on Sunday up PCH.
Are you really?
Yeah, girl. I'm going to take my Harley out. It's been a while.
Nice. I like it.
I know. I've been missing it.
That's too cute. We, on this Friday night, I think we're going to this big, huge haunted house that is nearby. Yeah, it's like 40 miles away. It's in Joliet. For anyone that lives in the Chicago area, it's quite a bit south of the city, but it's in Joliet, and it's called Statesville Haunted Prison. I went one time like 5 years ago. It was nuts. So we've got all of us going. There's going to be a huge group. Of course, they're all like bodybuilders, so it's going to be hilarious. So we're all going. And then that's on Friday. Then on Sunday, I think everybody's going to Fright Fest at Six Flags here, which is hilarious because we're going to try to get Gail to come. And Gail's going to hopefully videotape it, getting all the bodybuilders trying to fit into the rides. So.
Oh my God. I love how you guys go and make fun of yourself.
It's great because I think I've talked about this on the show before. When you have the really fat person that can't fit on the ride, it's really sad, but it notches just once, you know, when the little latch comes down, there's one little notch. When I do it, there's 10 notches. I can't get any more. With a fat person, it's there's the one notch, but same thing with the bodybuilders. Sometimes it can't fit in to the ride well enough, or only just notches one time, and then I'm all nervous, Mike's going to freaking fly out of the Superman ride or something because he's too big to fit. So I'll let everyone know. Hopefully we'll make a thread of it on RX, and we can hopefully get some good footage. But I do want to say a very big thanks to Jeff, the producer.
Thank you to Jeff, who helped us out because we were having technical difficulties this week, and Jeff, the producer, came in and recorded with us today. So anyways, we'll catch you later next week. We'll be recording again, as always. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and don't ever be afraid to email us. We love hearing from all of you. So, Christina.
We'll definitely read your emails, too. If you send us an email, we'll definitely read your emails. If you have a question or something, so shoot us an email, shoot us a tweet, something, we will get back to you.
I always respond to emails.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have Christina Vargas on the second half of the show. So stay tuned. And then Diana, we will chit-chat next week. Have a good week.
See you next week, darling. Or talk to you next week, I should say.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Is pain during your workout slowing you down? Try Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Developed by Dr. Craig Banks, a chiropractor and a bodybuilder, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream is a topical formula that penetrates the skin and decreases inflammation and pain. Its unique blend of over 20 different natural anti-inflammatory ingredients has helped people across the country to work out with less pain. Kodiak is safe, effective, and it won't leave you swelling like a medicine cabinet either. A 4-ounce bottle is only $25 and lasts a long time, as a little goes a long way. To order your 2-month supply, call 330-678-2225 or go to KodiakCream.com. Get yours today and work out with less pain. KodiakCream.com. Are you tired all day, not making the gains you like? Are you taking a long time to recuperate from your workouts? Then you may be suffering from sleep apnea and not even know it. Sleep apnea affects over 68% of athletes, and it may be interfering with your performance. WinningEdgeSleep.com was developed by IFBB pro athlete Dr. Derlin Castro to help athletes find out if they have this problem and how to fix it. WinningEdgeSleep.com, because sleep is the most anabolic agent there is. WinningEdgeSleep.com. Visit them today.
Hydrolyte.
leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra Water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, PPI, BSN, Optimum Nutrition, Gasparri, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or metabolic nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of PSN products and receive a PSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Gear is a powerful new line of nutraceutical products that prepare, optimize, and repair your body to get the best results before, during, and after your workout. Gear utilizes the latest advances in food science and the purest form of raw ingredients to ensure that you are getting the safest and most effective physical results possible. If you're looking to take your physical performance to the next level, Gear is the answer to obtain and sustain those results. It's time to experience the difference with Gear.
This is IFBB Pro Michael Liberatore from Team Gear. Come see me and the full line of Gear products at our official launch taking place at the MPC Nationals in South Beach, Miami, November 18th, 2011. See you there.
Pro bodybuilding and pro figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and after party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina again, and I am back for the second half of our show this week. And I am now joined by one of my fellow end of the alphabet pros. I am here with IFBB Bikini Pros, Christina Vargas. Christina, what's going on?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, you and I have gotten to know each other very well. We competed for the first time It was in Phoenix, and then we competed together at the Olympia as well. So Olympia for us, and of course, being the letter V at the end of the alphabet, we get a little close. We have a common ground. So we want to take one because you're a big win this weekend. I want to say congratulations from everyone here at Muscle Girls for winning your first pro show, the Houston Pro. So how does it feel walking away from a win like that?
Well, it's great because I just finished off stage, you know, with the Olympia getting 13th, and I was just, you know, so nervous on going into another show, and it was a very sporadic decision. I decided to do it very last minute. Honestly, that Monday I sent in the contract, I decided then. So to do it like that quick and make those decisions, I couldn't even be more happy and getting that, because now the new ruling comes into place, and I feel like if the new ruling was in place, I would still be part of that team.
Point. Now, did you, I'm assuming you probably didn't go completely off the wagon these times. Did you kind of keep things controlled because you were hoping to compete before the end of the year?
Yeah, no, I definitely was going to compete after the Olympia, so I made sure to stay on my diet and continue on with all the stuff. Me and Kim Odo decided that we would make sure I would stay on that 100 line. So I wasn't able to go over those. I would have to do more cardio. He'd be like, 45 more minutes.
You're like, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. After my first Olympia, I can't even sit back and enjoy. So I got to ask you, what was it like your first Olympia? Anna and I talked about it because, as you know, it was the first time for the Olympia for both of us. So I talked about my experience before, but what was your experience like as a whole being, you know, an Olympian for the very first time?
I was super excited. I definitely went in there not nervous. Like, you saw me. I was, like, peeing my pants at the Phoenix Pro. I couldn't even, like, my heart was, like, jumping. I didn't even want to go on stage. At the Olympia, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it was just different. I was so excited to be on stage. And, you know, when I saw the judges, you know, some people say they got nervous. But Sandy she's so nice and smiley. And when I was on stage, I was just, like, so calm. And it was just great. Like, I felt like one girl said, a Victoria supermodel, and that's exactly how I felt when I got to the second half of finals.
Now, I gotta let everyone know, you were kind of freaking out backstage before the finals was over because you had a work issue and we weren't sure you were actually going to make it to work. So what were you thinking about as the night show was going on? Tell everyone kind of what was happening and kind of how crazy your schedule was at the night show.
I was freaking out because I had to be at work at 9:45. They weren't going to give it to me off. You know, work pays for my health insurance, and I have a heart condition, so that's really, really important to me. And I want to maintain my job for that one reason, for sure. And just by them not supporting me, like, I was just freaking out, hoping I'd be there because I would get a half a point, or because it was a holiday weekend, I would get, like, 2 points. And however they did their point system, it was just, I was so nervous to not make it. So I got off stage at 9:38, and I got to work at 9:45, and I just couldn't even believe that I made it. I was smelly, though. They had a deal with me. I was stinky and smelly. So for everybody who went to the nightclub that night, I feel bad.
I was going to say, you still had your tan on. You couldn't even shower after your tan, which was the best part of it all, I think.
Thank God Chelsea Montez gave me deodorant.
So I want to touch on two things you just mentioned. I want to talk about your heart condition a little bit. So we'll kind of get into that after this next part. But what is it like working at a nightclub? For everyone who doesn't know, you live in Vegas, you work at a nightclub. So what is it like having to diet and train and have the schedule you do when you essentially work nights? How does that affect your workout and your meal routine?
Well, everything's just different. So it's like, it moves up. So like when everyone gets up at 6 a.m. and do it all that, I get up at like 1 to 3. So I would just fix my workouts and my food accordingly to the time that I wake up. Cause I work to like, you know, 5:30 to 6 a.m. sometimes. And it stinks because like some days I don't work, like you want to get up around, you know, like 10 or 11 or 12. I kind of can't, so I kind of just have to, like, roll with the punches, I guess, and do whatever I do on the side. So I get my gym workout. Like, today I'm getting my gym workout right before I go to work, and then I'll just take a shower and head to work, and then, you know, sometimes I'll do it after work if I can, but mostly I like to get it done before because I don't like to do it after work. Get tired.
Do you ever get, jealous of the people who are out partying and drinking and, like, partying?
Oh,
and like,
hell
you get
no.
Jealous of them?
No, hell no. I totally, like, I wouldn't say I make fun of them, but I kind of laugh about it because I don't really do that. It doesn't faze me. I guess that's why I can be a waitress in a nightclub. Like, I don't really like doing that. Like, when I'm out, I'm kind of, like, boring, unless I'm with my friends, but I'm still kind of boring. I don't really drink very much, and I don't really like to party very much, so it's not my scene.
Do you have any fun stories about scenes that you have seen at the nightclub? Any crazy stories that have happened?
I mean, they're crazy stories, but they're just how I consider them crazy. Like, you get the girls with their shoes off walking on the floor. I mean, bachelorette parties. I mean, just girls doing crazy stuff, guys doing crazy stuff. I mean, it's kind of the same scenario everywhere. It's not really, like, too crazy. It's just kind of the same thing.
Okay, good. I can only imagine the things, especially, you know, Diana Daugherty and my co-host and I, we always talk about, we're not big, huge drinkers either, so it's almost tough when you're the only sober one out with a big group of drunk people, so I commend you for working at a nightclub, because those people, I think, would just piss me off dealing with them every night, so kudos to you for sticking to it and working hard, even though you got to deal with drunks. But what I do want to ask you about is your heart condition. Tell us a little bit about that and how that affects your training and your cardio and all, because I can assume that it may affect it a little bit. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It did. I didn't actually know I had one. I was really sick all of 2009 and 2010. Like, I kept getting worse, and I didn't know why. And I was actually doing figure, so they kept telling me to get bigger, and I just couldn't put on size. So then they told me I should just jump to bikini, and then I was like, once I looked really bad at the Jacksonville Pro on figure, I was like, yeah, I think it's time to go to bikini. So that year when I was getting sick, when I changed over, I kept going to doctors for a few months, and I didn't know why, and I kept going, and they kept saying nothing was wrong with me, and then we finally did a bunch of testings, and they said that I had, we did a tilt table test, because with the EKG levels, and I guess it's a two-hour test they give you, and it took me 20 seconds to pass out. So they found out that I had severe heart condition, which means that test will tell you that you have low blood pressure, a low heart rate, and a low glycemic insulin, basically. So okay. I have everything low. And the doctor wanted to consider a pacemaker because my heart would stop every time I pass out, and it would stop for longer. But he thought that when I got more serious about my fitness, once I got my pro card and I kept training and training to, like, make things bigger and look smaller and all that hard training, because figure is really intense, too. Mm-hmm. And when we did that, I got sicker, and he didn't know why. So he was thinking that my diet was too intense.
Okay.
So I took it down a little bit, like, I'm on heart medication now. Me and Kim try to work with my diet, with my condition, and everything seems to be going okay. And my EKG levels are fine. So right now it's like kind of like a waiting game, because he can't really like tell me if I'm okay. I have to pass out for him to know. So I have to pass out for him to know the medication's not working, basically. Which is kind of scary,
wow.
But at the same time, it's just, you just kind of got to roll with the punches.
No.
And I don't want to stop what I do. Yeah, he knows what I do, because he was actually concerned. He kind of wanted me to, stop working out and all that stuff, but he knows how much, how important it is for me, and he's like, well, you can't live your life, scared, so, do what you do. We'll just go little by day, adding more sodiums, healthy sodiums and healthy sugars into your diet, and you just go every day hoping that you'll be fine, and we'll keep checking your blood and my heart rate. So that's what I've been doing for now, which has been working, which is good. I haven't passed out, thank God. I'm doing good.
Now, I got to ask, though, is this a condition that can be cured, or do you just have to, I guess, maintain it never, and take medication to keep it balanced?
Yeah. It can never be cured. It's for me for the rest of my life. The only way they can keep it balanced is hopefully through the pills that I'm taking, and if not, through a pacemaker. So right now, I'm really hoping on the pills. So I don't want the other one. So we're doing good right now. That's all that
counts.
Very
good. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we hope the best for you, and so far you've, like, kicked ass for real, so I would have never even known. I bet you a lot of people listening didn't even know that you struggle with something like that, which is absolutely huge. So other than the diet, what type of training at all did you change when you went from figure to bikini? Because, you know, nowadays when there's women's physique added, you have, you know, bodybuilders scaling down, you've got figure girls, you know, scaling up. So what did you change when you made the switch to bikini other than your diet?
Well, me and Kim Ono did a lot of plyos, and that was the worst thing for me possible because with my heart condition, I definitely am not allowed to do plyometrics. Not allowed to do plyometrics at all.
Okay. Check that off the list.
Yeah, so I did a lot of that, and that actually helped me get down, which is a sad part. I don't even know what the word for it is, but I'm not supposed to do that, but I did plyos to get really lean. And then we went into, after I got lean, because that's the only way I got there was I did plyometrics, which is awkward. So whatever happened in between there, I just deal with it. And then I did, like, a lot of cardio, and then I slowed down my workouts a lot when we found out what was wrong with me. And I worked towards doing, like, individual days with more cardio and a lot of, like, running sprints.
Got it. So I know everybody changes things a little bit differently, you know, so it's interesting to see what everyone changes when they finally make that switch.
Yeah. No, I mean, I change back and forth. Like, I do different workouts. Like, sometimes, I know a lot of people do plyometrics to keep that. A lot of people do circuit training. A lot of people do cross training. I kind of switch it up. Sometimes I do cross training. Sometimes I just do individual days. I still do I do a lot of high repetition, but don't do low weight. I know that changes when bikini, because you don't want to do, you know, higher weight because you grow more muscle.
Right.
Depending if you want to grow that area.
Well, that's definitely interesting. And I got to give it to you. Again, you've kind of figured out the hard way to find out the best way your body reacts to things, whether it's passing out or getting sick or whatever, and that takes a lot of dedication. Now, I also wanted to ask you, for people who know or maybe not know, you also have your own bikini line. So when did that start up, and kind of how has it evolved since you started it up?
Well, I did that, and she started in 2010, and I did a launch party at Liquid Pool in Vegas, and I've been, you know, marketing to more of the nightclubs and trying to market to the bikini competitors. Venus Pool in Caesar's Palace, is their uniforms are my bikini line. I did Liquid Pool and Aria and also Bear Pool. My bikinis were their uniforms for a few months. In the beginning, I did that. I did a lot of marketing with Planet Muscle and Flex Magazine. They use my bikinis in some of their spreads. And now I'm just trying to work on the marketing. I do competition suits. I did my own. I would, you know, love to do anybody else's. And I have a website up right now that has just the normal bikinis, like swimsuits, summer competition for maybe the MPC competitors if they don't want to go too crazy with the Swarovski.
Sure.
And then for more of like the Swarovski, like I wear, would be more like custom.
Very, very cool. I know everyone's looking for maybe a different look. You know, instead of using the same bikinis they've always worn, it's always good to find another alternative or another designer. So I got to ask then, what is next for you before the Olympia? So now you're qualified, you want a show. What is your plan from here, if you have one yet?
Well, me and Odo decided to try to get the invite to the Arnold, so I'm praying I'll get an invite. You know, anything can happen. I might not. Most likely I won't. But we're praying that I get it. And if I don't get it, then we are going to work from there. We'll make that decision when it doesn't happen. So I'm just waiting on that.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I know a lot more people are planning on trying to get the invite to the Arnold, because they're a little worried about not qualifying. The good thing is you've already qualified, so you don't have to worry about it there. But I have a feeling a lot more girls are going to try for the Arnold this time around, I think.
Yes, I was going to do the Titans with my best friend Abby Burrows, but I did the Houston first and not doing the Titans. I'm so glad it's now break time. So
and wish her luck, and I get to enjoy yourself a little bit.
And I totally wish her luck for her show this weekend. She's going to do great.
Absolutely. So every time I end an interview, I like to end with three kind of fun questions. Don't worry, it's not incriminating. I won't ask you about your love life, so no worries. So the first question is, so let's say, you know, you're at the gym, you really got to pump out a hardcore workout. What type of music do you usually play through your headphones? What's your genre of choice?
Like Deadmau5, Rihanna, all techno.
Techno. Nice. We got a few words.
You
said techno. Very, very nice. I've said this every week. I think we got to put together a Muscle Girls Inc. playlist from all the songs that all these girls like. So that's definitely on the list.
My playlist is definitely intense.
I was going to say, I have a feeling. Get that vibe from you. So then my second part is, let's say, you know, it's during the week and you're allowed a cheat meal. Not a post-contest meal, but what do you eat as your cheat meal if you're allowed to have one?
You know, it changes all the time. I love cooking. I'm actually going to be coming out with a cookbook hopefully this year. But I like to just, like, make anything, like, to switch up the recipes and make them healthy. So it could be, like, a pasta. It could be, like, strawberry shortcake. It can be a green tea smoothie. It can be anything, to be honest with you. It just depends on what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then let's say
cheesy,
what is your
some cheesy goodness. I love cheese.
Oh, geez. You're making me hungry, girl. You got to stop this stuff. I'm hungry now. I need to go eat now. So then what is your meal of choice after your competition? So let's say you just won, for example, right after Houston Pro, you just win, big, huge accomplishment. What did you want to eat right after the show?
Kimoto was making fun of me. All I wanted was a banana.
I wanted a banana. What the hell is that?
I don't know. I wanted a banana and cheese, anything with cheese. I kept saying to Chrissy, I want cheesy goodness and banana, and they're all making fun of me.
Did you get a banana afterwards, at least? Did you get that?
Hell yeah. I had three. I look like a monkey.
Christina, that's the first time I've heard someone wanted a freaking banana. Usually it's like pizza and burgers and ice cream. Like, I really just want a banana and maybe a side of cheese, if I can.
I'm totally blaming that on my condition. I think with, the fact that my body, like, craves sugar and it needs it because it's low, I think that's why I always want fruit when I get off stage.
Yeah, probably so. I kind of have the same issue. I'm hypoglycemic, so sometimes I'm the exact same way. Like, my sugar drops, and I just really want some pineapple or something. That the sound of that is, like, freaking amazing. So I feel
you sound like me.
I know. You and I would be dangerous together. We'd have a cupboard full of, like, you know, Mike and Ike and some peanut butter.
We definitely shouldn't go out to a nightclub. We would be dangerous.
I know, exactly. We wouldn't want the alcohol. We'd just want the bottles of, like, orange juice and pineapple juice. And I don't forget the vodka. Just give me the juice on the table.
And people might still think I'm drunk. Even though I'm not drinking, I'd be on a sugar high.
Probably. You play it up pretty well. So my very last question before we let you go is, I always like to ask kind of for some inspirational words of advice from the pros. So what type of advice can you give a bikini girl that's, you know, starting out locally, maybe nationally, is trying to get to the level where you are as a pro and able to win a show? What advice can you give to them to kind of still persevere through their journey?
It doesn't matter what placement you get on stage. It just matters that you keep trying to make the look you want for yourself, not what other people judge you on. And once you're happy with the way you look is how you'll get the best image on stage, and then the judges will perceive that image. And that's what I've been doing to make sure that I'm still happy and I'm not aggravated and I can still push through these competitions show to show, is you just make sure it's for yourself. When it's for yourself, it means a lot more when it's for other people.
I 100% agree with you. Diana and I have talked about this on the show. You have to do this for you. And that's how I am, too. I like to look how I want to look. And if the judge is like it, great. If they don't, well, they don't. But I want to look how I want to look. And just like you said, your personality will almost show and shine more on stage if you're comfortable in your body. So very, very good words of advice from Christina Vargas. Christina, thank you so, so, so much for coming on the show. This we'll hopefully be hearing that you got an invite to the Arnold shortly. So we'll keep an eye out for that, hopefully.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. I'm sorry.
talk to you. You guys just got done doing cardio, so you're allowed to be a little loopy after this. Okay.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Christina. Well, that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. Any questions or comments, feel free to shoot me an email, Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, at rxmuscle.com. Like I said, that does it for this episode. Until then, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of rxmuscle.com.